The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a question. Okay, a couple different things. I want to address something that Aaron said off the air, and I'm just kind of like throwing a grenade in the room.
What did I say? Oh, no.
You texted Tiak and I and said,
we
went to a morning show thing and like where all a bunch of
it's
shows
a radio
got together.
Thing, yeah, radio yeah. conference.
Radio thing. Okay. And since then, we've made friends with a bunch of other people, and we talked about that a little bit. But like now we're kind of like listening to other shows and see what they do and whatever.
Yeah.
And other shows, Aaron has informed me, do positive crap.
They're so happy and like upbeat.
Like, do you think, please text into 51059, and you know all the trolls are going to hit us right away, and that's fine. Idiots, we have your numbers memorized. But like,
I was just reading a text. Like, boo, you guys, boo.
But like, do you want to hear, because they do like, Vibe Tribe, and like,
yeah.
what positive things happened over the weekend, and it's like, do you really want to hear that? Like, nobody wants, do you want us just to be sitting here going, life is so good, you know? We're working on the tallest floor of this DTC building. We can see the whole city. God, our lives are great. Do you want to hear that?
No, but I think
nobody wants to hear that, Aaron.
No, but no one wants to hear us complaining 24/7
either.
Oh, I think
they do. I think they want to know if things are just as bad for us.
Hey guys, air conditioning still isn't working.
God, it's so hot in here. It's like a sauna because it's like 40%
humidity.
It's very
moist in here.
We get to work from a sauna. Good Vibe Tribe.
Like that's the first thing I wanted to say before I get into what I was going to get into, which is just a cesspool.
Cool.
Is that really what they're doing? Like, are they
every
just,
show in the country?
Every
does
show
it.
They literally just, will have people like call in and just chat with them.
What's
for, like,
good Wednesday?
Yeah, like tell us what's the positive thing going on in your life. What do you have planned this weekend? Like, what can what like?
What's fun about that?
I don't. Yeah, then they don't make fun of it.
No, they're real. I know.
Oh my god! The fact that you can't even see a value in it, Tiak, means we have ruined you completely. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Well, and it's making me realize too. After this conference thing is like, they do so much within their community. We don't do anything.
We raise at least $1 million every year for children's.
One event per year. That's not enough. We got to do more.
Yeah, that's plenty. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Yes, but we need to do more.
Okay, we can do more. We can do more.
Sure.
Like we could do like a dating thing where I just sleep with women.
That's not good for the community.
Oh yes it is. You take it from me. You haven't slept with me. You don't know.
Well, maybe text.
Yeah, like,
text in 51059. Like, give us.
Do you want to hear more positive stuff?
And like, what could we do? What are some community things we could do?
Sure. We're not gonna do them, but sure.
We'll read them.
No, okay. Yeah,
we might do them.
No, I mean, we should. Like, but I tend to gravitate towards, say the whole thing, children. It's hospital. Like, I want to do things for children.
Of
like,
course.
I love that.
They
so
are,
I thought about
amazing.
The Courage Classic this year.
You should have.
And do other things. We did something else that weekend. I don't remember. We had something to do. We did do something.
Is that when you took your son to Nebraska?
Yes, I went to Nebraska.
Yeah.
There it was. Okay.
I was going to not ride a bike that weekend.
Yeah.
That's what I had planned.
So we'll read some of your texts. And if you want us to be more positive, great.
Or if you have ideas of how we can be more involved in the community. Because we love that.
We used to do like 12 Strays at Christmas. We could do some stuff for the Dumb Friends Leagues or whatever.
Okay.
Like, we could do other things. Or just more Live at Fives. Bring people together to get drunk and I can sleep with them.
No.
Yeah, those are in the community.
Okay. So here's now the cesspool of hatred. How long do you think it should take to drive 5 miles?
5 miles.
Are we talking city? Or
okay, I'll be more accurate. My daughter's school is 2.5 miles from my house.
Okay.
So I took her to school and drove back home. 2.5 plus 2.5.
Oof. I'll even give time for the drop off.
5 miles. Oh, dude, if you've met me, like, she's in high school.
No, it's tuck and roll.
It is tuck and roll.
Yeah.
It's like you're on a mission over
but
Nicaragua.
But if there's a little line and it's not safe for her to roll, I'll give time for that.
2.5 miles each way.
You don't even let her in the car, dude. You're just kind of
I got her clinging to the hood.
Marty McFly.
Yes.
I would say like 17 minutes.
Total. There yeah, and back.
Total.
There and back. Okay.
I was going to go 20. We're about the
yeah,
same.
20. Okay.
Yeah, 20. But that, I mean,
and you think that's reasonable to drive 5 miles total?
Yeah, because I just checked. I live like 7 miles from the station. It takes me about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Because it seems like it's way further than when you look at the mileage. It's like, oh, it's only 5 miles. Like, I could run there. I'm not going to, but I could.
But you're on Arapahoe, and there's just no fast. Like, there's no 60-mile-an-hour way.
Right.
Okay. 42 minutes. 42
Are you kidding me?
Minutes. 42 minutes. Now, my daughter is on the bus. She's allowed to be on the bus, but I'm saving her from standing at the bus stop and having to be with the bus kids because Tiet can attest to it. Bus kids aren't like, she has to ride the bus home because I'm here. And her mom works as well.
Yeah. But she doesn't wear a uniform to school, right?
No.
Oh, the bus.
Well, and he was on the public bus. Are you talking?
Like school bus.
School bus, yeah. No, Tiek was on public transit.
I did both, yeah. I was on public transit for a little bit because I live too close to the school. The school bus wouldn't pick me up, so I rode it, with just the elderly people. And then I rode the pub. I went to the private school, but I rode the public school bus, and they made fun. They called me Preppy Longstocking because I was the only one in a uniform.
This is exactly why she kept me on the bus. I was, my daughter had a stupid nickname.
I was on
nickname.
The bus and I was fine.
Yeah.
That was the first time I was called Ginger, but I was fine.
Yeah, look at me. I don't think about it every day.
42 minutes. Okay. And here's the reasoning. So we're just at the beginning of the school year. And so just everybody is bag of hammers amount of dumb.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. Like, with all due respect to UTAC, I am okay with it at a preschool or an elementary school level because y'all are dumb. You haven't done it yet. You haven't. You're not seasoned.
And it's very new still.
Yes, and it's just like first. Oh, this is a new school. This is kindergarten. Oh, do I turn here? And you're just like you're just kind of dumb.
You're
just uninformed and you're dumb. Okay.
The parents gain education as the kids do. It's like the higher the grade,
and
the more.
You're still just dumb, and you're like you're talking to your kid like. There's so much, and I don't have time to get it all out. But
we're
it's
still
like,
close with them. We still have have that bond.
So we're all stuck on 120th forever, and then we finally get to the high school, and you pull into the line, and your kid gets out of the car, and they're standing there, and you're talking to them for 5 minutes, and it's like we were just on 120th for 20 minutes. Like, what didn't you say there?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say it there? Like, oh, don't forget, Uncle Ron's going to pick you up tonight. No, they'll hold the door open.
Wait, was this her first day of high school?
No.
Oh.
It's just the first time I've taken her.
Oh, okay.
I see. Okay.
This is my week. It's my week this week. So, like, get in the car today. And I don't know what to do. Because now my only recourse is either deal with 40 minutes, and it'll get a little less as we go. 2.5 miles, dude. In 40 minutes?
That is very close. Well,
especially, could we not walk there?
Especially with high school, because then you have the students driving themselves and carpooling.
Who are real dumb. Real dumb.
But they're most of the time fast.
They're not fast.
And they're parking there. They're not in the drop-off line.
Yeah, but they don't know the rules of the parking lot. It's just, it is mayhem. It is chaos. So, do you think I should force my daughter to be a bus kid because my blood pressure was at a breaking point?
Yeah, be a bus kid. It's fine. It'll build character.
We turned out fine.
Yeah. Well, okay. Maybe.
If you have any ideas on what to do as a charity event to make TF and Aaron actually good people.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.